I'm sitting here looking at my submission to Moore, which is a scan of a piece of paper that I've had probably from sometime around the mid-90s, maybe 95, 94, 96, definitely not later than that. It is some ideas of a magazine that me and some friends at the time were thinking of producing, which was never realized. What I find interesting when I look at this artifact of that period is that it reflects very clearly and succinctly the spirit of this time, which was one of intense experimentation, intensity itself, also, of course, discovery. We were very young. I was 19 probably at the time. We had met at the American University in Cairo, which was a very specific situation, both in terms of the class structure of Egypt, but also in terms of how we did not exactly fit into the social dynamics of that university. So there was a lot happening socially, I guess, in a funny way, politically, that was reflected in these formal explorations. So that piece of paper has on it something that I called the anti-advertisement. أنا أحسن منك, باكل أحسن, بشرب أحسن, بلبس أحسن, which is just a few statements that says I'm better than you, I eat better, I drink better, I dress better. There's a drawing of, you know, a very bad drawing of supposedly Mubarak with balls drawn on him, and it says on his t-shirt, Mobu, and in Arabic, in Gazet Ragul Salam, or the achievements of a man of peace. So there is this kind of like irony. There is the glamorization of the urban sort of environment, a portrait of the man who used to sell newspapers on the street at downtown where we used to hang out, probably at Sari's place. An idea of interviewing the man who fed the hippopotamus at the zoo, the idea of interviewing the man who stamped the passports as people exited the country, but probably never left the country himself, a drawing of an insect, and the idea of, you know, having the chemical account of how do you kill an insect, also a series of portraits of TV announcers. What all of this kind of like mess between, you know, observations of the world around us represent is attitude and form. And I think that this relationship between attitude and form has always been a big question for me, whether I have any answers for it. I'm not absolutely sure because my relationship to it shifts. But I guess in one way, this is one of the angles that this artifact from the past speaks to me about now.